The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Thursday, July 18th, 2019. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Stacey Pratt is a plus-size model, actress, and entrepreneur based in Southern California. Born into an entertainment family, she has been acting professionally since she was five. Stacey made a successful transition to the plus-size modeling industry, signed by IPM Model Management. Her clients include Kohl's, JCPenney's, Nordstrom's, Lee Jeans, Ashley Stewart, Standards and Practices, Avenue, and many more. She recently did her first international magazine spread and is in talks to expand her representation internationally. Modeling has been an incredible way for Stacey to promote body positivity, self-love, and represent women of all shapes and sizes. Let's welcome Stacey to the show. Hi.
Hi, Shanice. Woohoo.
How are you doing
today? Oh, I'm so good. I'm so happy we're able to do this. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So tell us, growing up in Southern California, were you always confident as a child, or was that something you had to grow into?
Oh my gosh, no. I definitely had to grow into that. Growing up as a kid, one of my first memories of realizing that I was taller and just a larger build than everybody was in, it was in second grade, and I walked outside by this tree where we would always get picked up after school, and there was a boy I liked, and he came walking past me. And I remember saying, hi, and he looked up at me, and I was probably about 6 inches taller than him at the time, and he rolled his eyes and was like, hi, Stace, and he just walked past me to talk to the other shorter girls, and I remember being like, I'm much taller than everybody else here. So that was my first realization. And then, I definitely had a lot of struggles, especially being in the entertainment industry for so long. A lot of the requirements years ago were different, and it was hard to be different. So I had struggled with casting directors from high organizations, NBC, CBS. I had professors at UCLA, teachers growing up, all telling me, oh, if you just lost a little bit of weight, if you just, try to do this, if you slim down as much as you can, you're so talented, but you'd be really great if you were skinnier. So I had actually gone down that road. I got down to a size 6, and even at that time, I remember looking at myself and still never, ever feeling good enough, and I literally had a let God moment and decided, forget this. I can't live life like this. And my mom was the one who pushed me to get into plus size modeling. So it's been. So it's been a long journey, but I'm so, so thankful for it, because now I'm looking at myself with a different pair of eyes.
Now, you have famous grandparents that were in the entertainment industry. Entertainment is in your
yes.
blood. So tell us a little bit about your family history.
Yeah, so my grandpa, Judson Pratt, he did a lot of John Wayne movies back in the day. He was always a bartender or a detective, usually, a cowboy. So, and then my grandmother, she did Broadway, and she did musicals, and her biggest forte was dance. And my dad told me that she booked a couple roles on Broadway because she was one of the strongest dancers that could lift a couple of the costumes that needed to be triggered, like for a peacock costume, by her leg strength.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the only mm-hmm. one of the only dancers that could have done that. And she danced and performed in the White House for the Roosevelts. So it was nice to know her history. I never got to meet her, unfortunately. She passed away when my father was 16. But my grandpa told us stories about her, and my dad, obviously. And, so it's always been in the blood.
So did your family encourage you to be in the entertainment industry or wanted you to pursue other things?
You know what's funny is my grandpa discouraged it. He was the mm-hmm. one that said, don't do it. You know, it's really difficult. It's a crazy industry. But my mom had put me into acting and singing lessons when I was a child because she has always had an insecurity of talking to people and being very introverted and shy. And she never wanted me to experience that. So she got me into, you know, these outgoing activities. And, of course, leave it to me to be like, this is what I want to do for a career. And my parents were like, oh, great. Here we go. Another entertainer. But they've always been so supportive. So I'm super thankful for that. That's really what's kept me going for so long.
So since you were a child actor, do you have any rich and famous friends that we would know?
I wish. No, I don't. Unfortunately, I don't. I had gone to school with Vanessa Hudgens back in the day. She was in a different class than I was, but I don't have any connections, unfortunately. I always get asked if I'm related to Spencer Pratt from the OC,
mm-hmm.
but we're not. I'm not related to any of the Pratts. I know. Maybe I should reach out and be like, hey, cousin, you don't know about me, but... I'm here.
And so after you decided to pursue acting, you actually went on to get a degree in theater, film, and television at UCLA. So do you have a desire to be behind the screen as well, like as a director or producer, and maybe do body positive projects?
You know what? I'm definitely not opposed to it. The behind the scenes screen and like the TV production side of things is a whole other beast, I feel, in the entertainment industry. Growing up, I actually went to an arts high school, and there, instead of athletic sports and cheerleading, you know, we actually did performing arts after school. So whether it be creative writing, monster makeup, dance, you know, film and television, we focused on those were our creative sides. So there I experienced more of the production and producing side of things. And I found mm-hmm. out that I'm actually really good at producing just because I like being organized and staying on schedule and talking to people. But mm-hmm. it definitely, every time I had to do a casting, I always felt like there was a little piece of my heart dying because I wanted to be on the other side of the camera. So that's why when I went on to do university, I had actually gone to Chapman Film and TV School, I'm super, super thankful for that opportunity. But I did pass on that just because when I graduated high school is when I really wanted to change focus and be in front of the camera. So that's how that transition happened.
So how did you discover the plus size community, or was it your mother that caught wind to the plus size community first?
Yeah, so so this was the turn of events for me. You know, when I had tried to get really skinny to accommodate all the acting requests, and again, at my skinniest, I still wasn't skinny enough. I always was told I was an in-between, and when I started just kind of letting go of that and, you know, getting to my natural size, my mom had been pushing me for several years, actually, to get into modeling, and finally, she was just fed up with my bad attitude and me being depressed, and she was like, you have nothing to lose, just go to the meeting. So I went in, and I saw a friend of hers' agent, if that makes sense. Yeah. And mm-hmm. when I sat down with the agent, she just said, look, you're a beautiful girl. I just want you to know there's not a lot of runway opportunity for a girl your size. Of course, in my head, my inner thoughts were like, yeah, no, duh, I'm a big girl. I get it. I'm never going to make it, you know. And the agent I had first spoken with, she said, if you wanted to gain a little weight, because at that time I was around a size 10, and she said, if you want to gain a little bit of weight, I think you would make a really great plus size model. And so at that point, I smiled. I said, thank you. I got into my car, and I started to cry. I had a total meltdown, and I literally at that time, I was yelling at God. You know, I hope he forgives me for that one. But I was like, really, God, you're going to make me just go through all this struggle and then tell me I should just be myself? Really? Fine, we'll do it your way. And I called my mom, and she was excited. She was like, yay, that means you can eat and drink with us on vacation. This will be fun. Just be yourself. And from there, it was just kind of letting go of the circumstances and how I personally thought my life should be and how I was trying to plan things, and letting go and allowing opportunities to be welcomed into my life that I never thought were there. So when I really opened that door and stopped trying to control everything that I had quote-unquote planned, that's when the plus market had opened up their doors and started welcoming me. And, you know, I actually started hearing compliments for the first time that people were giving me. Oh, you look so beautiful. Your body's so great. Which was very bizarre, but, you know, you start hearing such great things, and you believe it, and you start looking at yourself differently, and that's really how the plus industry was welcomed into my life, which I can't even tell you, I'm so thankful for it, because it's completely changed my perspective on a way of life, and myself, and who I am, and how I want others to feel.
So not only is this like a job and a gig for you, but this actually helped you with your confidence and self-esteem and self-image.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's so crazy because everybody talks about the journeys that we've been on and different struggles. But literally when I'm sitting here now, you know, talking with you, talking about this industry, and I think back on everything I've had to go through, you know, if any part of that past had changed or varied, or if I started getting jobs at a skinnier weight that I was not healthily able to maintain, you know, my life could have been drastically different. So I'm so thankful that I was pushed through so much, being denied of things I wanted so badly. Because then it brought me to a point of self-acceptance and realizing what I'm worth, and that it's okay to be different. And it's okay if different is just who you are. So I'm so thankful for it.
And kudos to your mother for pushing you into the plus industry, because some stage moms would have taken you to the plastic surgeon or, you know, the Weight Watchers counter or something.
I know, and I asked her to, and she said no. What the heck, Mom?
Yes,
like, come on.
That is amazing.
Yeah, no, she's, my mom is so all natural, and she's the funniest stage mom because she's the opposite of a stage mom. I remember when she took me to a Disney casting, and she drove up to L.A. with me, and she parked right outside the office, and she looked at me, and she's like, do I really have to take you inside? I was like, I mean, I'm sure other daughters' moms are going to be there, but if you don't want to, she's like, oh, you know what, honey? Look at me in the eye. Go get him. Go get him. All right, get out of the car. I'm going to go drive around. And that was my stage mom.
And so when you decided that you were going to pursue being a plus-size model professionally, what were some of the challenges you had making that transition and getting your career off the ground as a plus-size model?
You know, I'll be honest. I was super, I've been super thankful for every single job that has come to me. And the biggest thing, I guess, was understanding how clothes move on the body and how that photograph translates. So for any people that are just beginning and just starting out, and if they're struggling with booking jobs, you know, it can be a simple thing as far as you're not who we're looking for. We went with a different girl, a different size, whatnot. That's out of your control. But if it's something where you're getting the feedback of, oh, she's looking a little green, you know, that just means that the photographs aren't translating how you think you are looking in your head. So sometimes when you're taking a step forward in the garment or moving side to side, when a photographer is clicking away and taking snapshots, a garment could be getting caught in between your legs or not flowing correctly. And so the biggest challenge I overcame was just understanding how it translates and what people are seeing. And once I figured that out, that's when I started really booking jobs very consistently and very quickly.
And when you told the story about your mother, you know, friend's agent that signed you, I assume that's not the same agency you're with now, because now you're signed with IPM Model Management. So tell us how important it is to find the right agency that believes in you.
Yeah. So that first agent, you know, who got me started, and I'll always be thankful for her. But when I was on another set, actually another model had scouted me, and we had talked, and she didn't know who I was signed with, and she said, you know, my agent's going to want to sign you. Let me take a picture of you. So that's how I actually ended up getting signed with Fallon over at IPM Models. And it's really important to find an agent who does push you, who does believe in you. And when Fallon and I first had a conversation, I have just learned over the years, when you're signing with a new agent, it's much better to be honest and upfront right from the beginning, because then they can tell you if they can do anything for you. Meaning for me, I personally have some restrictions. I don't really do a lot of lingerie. If so, it's a little more on the conservative side. That's just for myself. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just a personal preference. Who knows, I might expand into that later, but when I first had the conversation and interview with Fallon, I had noticed there was a lot of other agencies that had nude pictures of their girls, and, you know, that would be a requirement for some of the agencies, so I already knew, you know, we wouldn't be a good fit. And when I spoke with Fallon, she needed a girl like me in her agency, and I needed an agent who was going to push and believe in me, because I will do anything. I will meet you all the way if it can help us continue to go forward. And we both had the same mindset, and that's when I decided, hey, let's do this. Let's make something special. Let's work hard for each other and see how big of an impact we can make. So, yeah, so then signing with an agency, definitely go through the interview process, don't be scared to ask questions. Say how you feel, say your thoughts, because it's going to be worse down the road if all of a sudden you decide to implement restrictions. So that would be the advice I would have for that.
And while you were talking, I heard some key things you said that I wanted to emphasize, how you said you will go all the way and, you know, you want to be beneficial to your agency as they are beneficial to you. So it's like, even though you're signed, you still have to hustle and you still have to work hard. And sometimes girls don't get that. Would you agree?
Definitely. I mean, you know, and it's so interesting in this industry because now with things like Instagram, for example, all we're seeing as a friend on somebody's profile is their successful moves, right? So you're seeing the outcome. Mm-hmm. You're seeing, you know, a photo shoot that they probably did 3 or 4 months ago, but you don't really see the buildup. So, you know, a part of it is literally practicing. When I first signed with Fallon, she at IPM, she was saying, that it's great that I had so much experience in front of the camera. But again, back to the movement, we were hearing clients saying that I look green, so I wasn't booking jobs. So for me, I found a photographer who used to be a model, and I paid her for modeling lessons, essentially. And I kept going in with questions and things I wanted to learn. And I know there's, you know, they usually have some of those around town, but there were specific questions I wanted answered. So it's really about finding what you're not great at and being able to bring yourself personally up to where you have to be in order to really show up for your agent. Because an agent's job is to get you in the door, but you have to close the deal. And if you're not willing to practice or to save up money for a really great photo shoot, you know, then maybe you want to look at a different industry. But it takes a lot of behind the scenes work and hustle in order to stay at the top of the food chain.
Nice. You're dropping some gems, Stacy. That's good.
Thanks, Denise. I'm trying to help everybody out. We got 30 minutes. Let's do it.
Yes. Now, besides being a plus-size model, you are an entrepreneur, and you own a nail salon in Los Angeles. Now, how do you juggle being a business owner and traveling for a modeling gig?
Oh, I don't. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's a lot of hard work. I'm so thankful for technology because I don't know how people would do multiple jobs when we didn't have telephones back in the day. Because I get, you know, all of our employees, they know that I travel a lot for, you know, modeling for my real job. And if they need anything, they can always text me. Thankfully, my boyfriend and I were partners in on it. And it's a massage therapy location. And we have like a sauna and a soak and scrub room. And then we're partners down the street with the nail salon. And then we have an esthetician for facials. So we do a lot of the that external care. And with that comes a lot of picky clients, but it comes a lot of amazing clients. So it's just the juggling side of it is about constantly having communication and very little downtime. And then it's also about just having a great partner. I wouldn't be able to do it without my boyfriend. And then, you know, our employees, we have like a wonderful manager there. So it's about really finding amazing people who support you and you can support each other, building a strong team and creating something special from that. So
since you have a manager, you don't have to physically go to the location every day.
Exactly. Yeah. And then all of our receptionists that we have, we've trained them. So if somebody needs to step away or something like that, we can intertwine everybody. So really our training when we hire new people is always super important. So that way they understand what's going on and they can handle a lot of problems that might come up on their own. But when if there's a customer complaint or somebody wants to reach out, you know, to one of us personally, you know, that's always great. We'll be available for that anytime. I know I've made calls to customers before when they've had questions about things from, you know, different states. But, yeah, it's just mostly about that team building, making sure everybody's really strong.
And I don't know if you know this, but I lived in Los Angeles for 10 years. So
really?
Go ahead and drop that address and give us some points. And let me see if I can visualize where it is in my head.
Yeah, okay. So we're in between La Cienega and Crescent Heights. We're on Beverly Boulevard, right by the Grove, just west of the Grove on Beverly Boulevard. We're called El Leon Spa.
And what, give me like a point. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but a landmark. Yeah, a landmark to let me know.
Okay. Let's see. There's did you ever shop at the Beverly Center?
Yes, I live close to it.
Okay. So if you're at the Beverly Center and then across the street, they have like that Nordstrom's rack.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were headed towards that way on Beverly Boulevard, there's like a Taco Bell, because I love Taco Bell. There's a Taco Bell on your right-hand side. You're going to keep heading towards the Grove on Beverly Boulevard, and then we come up on the left-hand side. We're right by Jar Restaurant.
Okay.
In that little area.
So you're kind of like between the Beverly Center and like going to West Hollywood.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we're a standalone location.
Nice. Well, you know what? When I left Los Angeles in 2014 to move mm-hmm. back home, but one of the last events that I was invited to, a brand invited influencers and bloggers to a salon to get manicures and pedicures to just treat the influencers. So that may be something you can combine the plus size industry with your business. And have influencers in there.
That's actually one of my girlfriends who's an influencer. I have a couple friends that are, you know, substantial influencers. And we've actually started talking about that, about maybe getting some kind of sponsorship with robes and having influencers come and people can check out the location. So it's definitely cool to see how I might be able to incorporate things more to help it expand.
Mm-hmm.
And then owning this as the first business has really inspired me to go into future businesses, which I'm excited about. There's no plans yet on what's happening, but I've definitely started talking and learning more about creating like a plus size clothing line and what it takes to do that. And now I've looked more into real estate ventures. So keeping your options open when you're in the entertainment industry and not just closing your mind off is really important, because it's broadened my horizons of things that are possible and things that you can do for sure.
So what is the ultimate goal with your career and brand?
Gosh, that's a tough question. Because initially I want to be like everything, Shanice, everything. I want to do it all. But ultimately with my brand, what I would love is to continue my growth in the plus size industry and expand myself on Instagram to be able to use that as a more of a platform. And what I really want to do is take my success in modeling and now come full circle and transition it back into acting, because the acting industry has now opened up its doors a little more to looking at different sizes and not thinking that, you know, only a plus size girl plays the best friend. you know, now we have plus size girls in lead roles. And it's not just always the funny girl. You know, I love, don't get me wrong, I love being a funny girl, but there is so much more to life than just always making jokes. And so I would love to come full circle and get back into acting, which I've started to do. A short film that I was cast in that one of my best friends produced and created just got into the LA Film Festival. So if you or anyone is in LA next week, it's going to be premiering on the 24th next week. So I'm super excited about that.
And do you have anything else coming up we could be on the lookout for?
Right now, that's the biggest thing. I definitely have a couple commercials that I filmed. So we'll see if that ends up coming out. Sometimes when you film commercials, you know, you can film them, you can get all the way up to the point where you're there and then they never come out. So we'll see. So you might see me on your TV. And then I do have a show that I was a part of that was filmed last year, but that might be a release in South Africa. So hopefully I know the production company will want to bring it over here, but that would be more of an international thing that I know of right now.
Nice. So tell us your official website, social media pages, how we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Okay, yay. So my Instagram is just Stacey Pratt. And I spell Stacey with an I, like I'm sure you'll see on your website. But Stacey Pratt, and then social media for Facebook is Stacey R. Pratt. And I will be honest, I am on Twitter, but I think I've only tweeted like 6 times. I don't even know if that counts. I'm definitely, you know, not on Twitter, but I'm still Stacey R. Pratt on Twitter. And then my website is stacypratt.com. So I tried to keep everything just like my name.
But you're the most active on Instagram.
Yeah. And that, I know people will reach out and message me on Instagram. And I'm trying to check my messages more. I will say thank you to everybody that's ever reached out and just loved what I'm doing. I always try to help girls as much as they can. Usually I've never had a guy ask me how to get into the plus size industry. So, for all the ladies out there right now, not saying that you can, but I've had a lot of girls reach out and women reach out about how to get into the industry. I'm definitely would be happy to give anybody advice when it comes to that. And then comments, I'll try to comment back. And like I said, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to be like you.
Well, you're doing a good job. Continued success on everything you have going on. And thank you for being on the show. I really enjoyed speaking with you today.
Thank you so much, Denise. It was such an honor talking with you. And then hopefully next time I'm back, I'll have even more things to share.
Yes. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my guest today, Stacey Pratt. And I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.